right, guys. So we are back. Another episode of Hear You. This week, things are a little different. We are not together in the Hear Ye headquarters, but we couldn't leave you guys without something for your ears, and especially with everything that is going on in the world. Definitely wanted to take a moment to discuss what in the world is going on in Houston.
Yep. Just a little something to kind of recap this crazy week we've been going through. Just a little something, I guess, to kind of cover what's been going on over here in Texas, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, literally feels like all hell has broke loose in the last week.
The apocalypse, I guess. This is a mini apocalypse. Is this what it'd be like in Walking Dead, maybe?
Oh, Lord. Bro, if it's going to be some Walking Dead shit, let me go ahead and get myself prepared. I literally saw a woman in Walmart that had bought about 10 loaves of bread and a bunch of peanut butter. I was like, do you know something I don't know?
Maybe she's making kits.
Maybe. Either that or she's preparing to be in some sort of shelter somewhere, safe and sound. You know, I was watching something. I watched something on the news, and there is a place somewhere here in, like, the outskirts of Dallas. They did not release the actual area, but they are actually building, like, underground bunkers.
Huh?
Yes. I watched it on the news with my mom, and the bunkers, the pricing ranges from, like, $45,000 and up.
No, thank you. I don't like hearing shit like that.
I'm so serious.
Illuminati and I don't want to hear no shit like that. Don't give me no more bad news. I don't want to hear shit like that. Underground bunkers.
Just know that these white people are preparing, okay? They said it takes like six months to build the bunker. I swear, I wish I could three-way my mama right now.
Look, all I need is three bullets, one for each of
one for each of y'all?
For each of us. I'm not fighting no zombies. I'm not fighting no Koreans, no Russians. I'm out. Fuck
you know, Jay, you know OJ is gonna fight back, right?
You said what?
You know OJ is gonna fight back. She ain't gonna go down.
See, look, I'm telling. Look, I love you. Here's another
passion
for you for the rest of the week. Me and your sister ain't about that life. I'm not fighting for no country that ain't gonna fight for me. I'm not gonna be struggling for years and years. Like, bye.
I feel you.
It's gotta be better.
I'm not
about that life. So I will. What? It was a movie that came out, and they had struggled forever to what was it called? I think it was Aliens. And they had made it out finally, and like right where they were about to, I guess, make it to this colony, they figured out something else was going on. And they were in this car, and they thought they were finally going to get got, so they offed themselves. But right when they did it, they killed themselves. They had finally made it out, but they didn't know it.
What? So they did all that.
They survived until the very end.
Man, see, that's that bullshit. If I would have watched that, I would have been mad as hell.
They
were, like, this is what I just wasted my time watching?
Yeah, they survived until the very end and thought they were going to die and killed themselves, and they actually survived. That's what I'm just going to do it before. I'm just gonna,
that's
I'm just gonna,
too much.
I'm just gonna give up. So, we got some official facts on Hurricane Steve Harvey. Let me not say that.
Girl, I was going to say, nigga, it's too true.
That's disrespectful. Hurricane Harvey, my bad. So right now,
I was thinking about that picture of Shamu jumping in the water in Houston.
There are so many memes right now. But you know, the thing about black people, like, black people can make joy
out of anything.
Yes, like, they can make light out of everything. I've seen people, like, doing the, what's it called? What's that movie with Chris Brown dancing in the rain?
Girl, You Got Served?
Not, was it? No. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Do it for Saint. Do it for Lil
Saint. Yes. Do it for Lil Saint.
Dancing in the rain. I was like, yes, the black people are resilient. So, you know, black people having cookouts in the flood. And, you know, I just seen that meme and it had Steve Harvey in the midst of the hurricane.
Girl, you know what?
Shamu one too.
Girl, but, that Shamu picture I saw, I was like, whoever made this, go straight to hell, okay?
When it comes to all this stuff. But yeah. Right now, we do have some official tolls, though, on a more serious note. Right now, it's looking like the official death toll is over 38. Right now, they're looking for, because even though it's not raining, they're still flooding because they've released the dams to kind of counteract some of that flooding.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done that, and the firefighters are going, what's it called, block to block, door to door to recover bodies, to look for any survivors, things like that. And so,
wow.
But some of the other states are starting to feel it. So, like Louisiana, I know Tennessee starting to feel the effects of it, getting some of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi, Kentucky, all starting to feel some of the, not residual effects, but getting some of that heavier rain that we were getting up here in Texas not too long ago. Beaumont is, I mean, people, I mean, I think we're not giving, like, Beaumont, Port Arthur is completely underwater. Beaumont has no water. It's crazy.
Bruh, all I can literally do is pray for everybody in South Texas, literally.
You do. But you know who's not praying?
Who?
Good old Ken Doll, mannequin face Joel Osteen.
That's all he was doing. That's all he was doing, was praying. Bruh, you know what? And I actually felt kind of bad because my mom sends me the Joel Osteen, like, scriptures every day. And I wanted to tell her, stop sending me that.
Don't send me the bullshit.
Like, this man wouldn't even open up his church doors for the people who built that church. And you want to send out, nah, bro. Mm-mm. Joel Osteen is canceled. Like, it's wrong, period. I mean, I'm hearing all these conflicting stories about how the church was flooded. And I'm like, okay, well, if the church was flooded, how'd you open up the door?
Yeah. Because,
like, which one is it?
Yeah. I listen to a lot of inspirational stuff, but I stop listening to just Joel Osteen a lot of the time because he is too, he's too optimistic. Does it sound bad? Like, Joel Osteen,
I don't know if you, who really wants to hear like that? I guess I kind of understand because, like, who wants to hear that level of optimism from somebody who is worth $40+ million?
He's like the Donald Trump of preachers.
False prophets. Yeah, false prophets.
I quickly unsubscribed to Joel Osteen a long time ago, but just the fact that, you know, we had to put pressure on you to open up your church. And instead of you opening up your church, you sending out tweets saying we pray for you in Houston. Nigga, ain't you in Houston?
Girl, the fact that he said he was going to open up his doors once the shelters were full.
And that's the craziest part to me, because why are you the last resort? Now, I kind of understand from a logistical aspect why you may not open up your doors. But to make yourself last on the list when the churches are meant to be the pillars in the community. Like, I don't know what all Lakewood Church has done. Like, I don't know what they were doing. I wasn't there in Houston, so I can't really say, you know,
what they were or were not doing.
There you go. That part. that word for 100, Alex. I can't say what they were or were not doing down there. But
right.
What I do know is that the shelters were maxed out to capacity, and
you could have been leading a helping hand. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I do know that, you know, it took Twitter and everyone else putting pressure on you. What's that comedian named King?
Karan or Carrick with the beard. He's fine.
Yeah,
he actually did the video, and I think he actually put a lot of pressure on him and kind of got it started because he's the one that kind of went viral, you know, asking why
his church wasn't open. Now, Joel Osteen said that the doors of the church were never open, and I actually heard another report that came out and said that he was never asked.
You know what? If he does not feel, this is the thing. I don't understand how you can sit there, and I think I read somewhere that he makes like $7 million every Sunday in like tithes.
Maybe.
I might be wrong. I might be making that number up, guys. Sorry. I mean, if I am, oh well. He's making a lot of money though.
More than I make.
more than I'm making. So how can you take that much money in tithes from people who don't have any money, first off, nowhere near what you have, and you don't feel the need to immediately open up your church? I feel like, and then I heard somewhere, and this might be made up too, you know, it's a lot of fake news going on around here. This might be made up. But I heard that whenever he heard Harvey was coming through, him and his family hopped on their private jet and went to Costa Rica.
I heard that, too. I don't know how true that is, but I heard that they weren't nowhere near Houston.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you see the kind of privilege here?
Let's
and
not.
For you to have that kind of... Thank you. For you to have the option to be able to leave via private jet and everybody else was trying to hop on 45.
Okay. Yeah.
And try to head to Dallas or wherever.
Yeah.
And you don't feel the need to immediately do something. Joel Osteen should have had that church set up and ready to go with food. I don't care if it was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in there. He should have had food, some sort of food and water ready.
Maybe that's where that lady you saw at Walmart was going.
Girl, she better have been taking her little white ass on down to Houston to feed somebody. Cause that lady had all the bread.
But you know what? I mean, I can kind of see why it would be a nightmare because that church holds, what, 17,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
The local shelters hold at least, what, 1,500, if that? I know, you know, the max usually is like 500 people. So to get that many people in one place at one time, for days, usually a church service, they're in there for a couple of hours and they leave. Now, parking in a church that, I used to go to the Potter's house, so parking in a church that size is a headache. Getting people in and out of a church that size is a headache. So feeding people, using the restroom for that place, is securing a building that size, I can't imagine, and who's working that? And not only you having workers for that, you're asking people to work that for free for how long? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you get them to come in there and work every Sunday for free.
Yeah, but I mean, that's true. But people doing that on their own free will, you can't force somebody to volunteer for months for free.
I
get it on both hands. I get, but he a whole ass nigga for that.
And he was on TV big mad. Boy, he was mad as hell.
Red and just plastic. Looked like he was going to melt it. He looked like he was on broil.
Girl, look, they're looking like a hot ass tomato.
He just looked pinched and pissed.
And all I could do was laugh.
It looked like they he got caught from that Costa Rican sun too fast, and he was not ready to come back. He was just pissed and perturbed. But I don't give a damn. And the thing is, he caught a flight back.
Let's be nice.
He caught a private when the airports were probably closed. So, I mean, did you think about that? The airports are probably closed. How did he get a flight back?
That PJ life.
Exactly. Or he probably has a helicopter port and everything else. He probably docked on top of Lakewood Church and everything else.
Girl, either that or he was in one of them underground bunkers.
That they build in or they've already built?
He probably had a 6-bedroom bunker. Chilling.
Probably more than that. I don't know how many kids he has, but I've never really just been a fan of Joel Osteen and his whole ministry. If you tithe and you praise God and you kiss my feet, you'll be a millionaire. Which is not how it works, because God and Jesus, well, Jesus himself was a poor man.
So I just
disagree with that whole "you live right, you'll be rich" philosophy. Because that's not how it works.
But see, he's not saying he's going to be rich like me.
Yeah. You'll be rich.
Saying, right. You'll be rich in spirit. Now go on, little poor person.
Okay.
Be great. I'll see you next Sunday. Bring your tithes.
Okay. And I just hate, like, I mean, I don't know. There's so many, like, Christians, like, defending his actions. Like, it's a business. Yeah, I get that. But one of the first, a church is supposed to look out for its community. And I feel like I said, I'm not in their pockets. I don't know what they're doing. I'm not a member of Lakewood. But I just feel like there is much more that they could have been doing. Now, I don't know if the other churches in the area, I feel like, you scrutinize one, you can scrutinize them all. I don't know what the other churches in the neighborhood were doing. If the other doors in the church were open, don't know. But the whole thing, can burn in the pits of Lakewood, fiery Costa Rican hell, for all I care.
Girl, I've never been, like, a fan of, because, with me being Catholic, like, the priests that are in our pulpit, or the priests that are up there preaching whenever we're in church, they literally have nothing. They've dedicated their life to God. Everything that they have was donated to them. So if they have a car, it was donated by somebody that's, in the church family. If they have, they usually live somewhere on the church property. So growing up, I was never exposed to this millionaire preacher lifestyle. And I feel I feel like you shouldn't make money off of God. That's my first issue with it, is that you shouldn't make money off of God. Because God is somebody that all of us can access.
I don't mind preachers living wealthy if they have, like, pastors that have books and have songs and put out movies. Like, that's your hustle. Like, who am I to say, you do this, that you can't have that? Because you had the same 24 hours that everybody else had. You don't say that about Beyonce, because she works her butt off. Like, that, I mean, why can't she does what she does. She works, she works, she sings. Why can't she have what she has? The same person does that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I get that, but it's almost like these preachers, they're no longer preachers. It's like they're not even within arm's reach anymore. Like, if you go to the church that I grew up in, you can literally walk up to the priest and ask him, "Can you pray for me?
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going on in my life. Please pray for me." And he will literally stop whatever it is that he's doing, grab your hand, and pray for you and pray with you. Now, go try to do that at Potter's house. Or
but
go try to do that at Lakewood.
Do you know how many people are trying to do that? When do you think he'll ever get home or ever get to his family if people are doing that? You know what I'm saying?
That's true, too, but I guess I'm more seeing it as, like, these aren't just, like, preachers. They're almost celebrities.
Well, that's very true. I mean, I think it's like it's the thing with the mega church. It's like, I've been to mega churches, and I've belonged to mega churches, and I've also belonged to small churches, and there are good and bad things about both of them, because with a mega church, you don't really have that connection with somebody. You can be in the same church for years. Like, I was in a mega church for years, and I never saw the same person twice.
Mm-hmm. Whereas like, you're in a smaller church, you know what I'm saying? You can build that community, build those friendships and all that stuff. And I go to a White Oly Pie church right now, and
it's a little different. But, you know,
it's I don't know. I mean, I get what people say, like, you know, it's a business, because, you know, in those mega churches, they have bookstores, they have restaurants, they have ATMs, they have clothing stores, they have all this stuff in these big old churches. Like, I'm sure Joel Olsen has all the stuff in his church.
Okay, but imagine if Jesus was like, hello, everybody. Now, before you leave today after I turn this water into wine, be sure to grab my latest novel. We're selling it over by the entrance. It's only $19.95, but it'll be the greatest read of your life.
We take card and have a Square app.
Okay. Like, imagine if Jesus was doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I get it. I get, you know, the hustle part of it. I get, you know, people are so attached to you that they want to read this and they want to hear this on their way to work. And people are listening to podcasts and people's mamas are sending out daily emails of your daily devotionals. I get it. But it's like, you can't do all of that and not stand behind the community that brought you there.
That's true, especially the Houston community that, I mean, I know people who, my cousin came from Memphis and lives in Houston and rides so hard for Lakewood. Like, even now, I could say something about Pastor. That's my pastor. I'm like, girl, homegirl didn't even open up his church for you.
Thank you.
But we're still ride hard for sis, so anyway.
We asked you to open up your church, not your house.
I mean, he acted like it was the same thing. So you never know. Maybe his house is in there. I'm pretty sure he got some bedrooms in there, some spare bedrooms and master suites and all that stuff inside of there.
I'm sure he does, too. I mean, I guess I'm happy that the pressure was applied to him and they made him do what was right.
Here at the Hear You headquarters, we are all about applying pressure. In any form, shape, or fashion.
Seriously. And
whatever
Houston, we will sit here and we will apply pressure in whatever way possible from Dallas.
Because
Houston
pressure,
is not alone.
Okay, pressure makes what? Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Okay. So moving on for Kendall. And white people do the darndest things. We had in the Dallas area an apocalypse with this damn
girl.
Dad.
Girl. So, I mean, but this is the media's fault. Media posted yesterday saying that there was a major gasoline source out of Houston that had to shut down due to Hurricane Harvey, and that there was going to be, in return, a gas shortage. And boy, did the Caucasoids go crazy.
Okay. With tanks and trains and automobiles and babies, get the kids, everyone get some damn gas. Like, it was crazy. Now, I will admit, I had to get some gas. But I drive 95% of the time for my job. And I was on E, so I had to get some gas.
But I had to get gas today, too. Yeah, I had to get it.
Because
at first, I was like, cool, I'll be all right. I got a quarter tank of gas in here. That quarter went real quick with me moving today. And I had to fall in line.
Yeah. And fall in line you did, because there were lines all in the street. There were policemen directing traffic. The good old employees of Quick Trip and Trip Quick and Racetrack and Quick Race. Don't they have that?
All of them. Raceway, all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Directing traffic. I actually, you know, Quick Trip actually has some really good snow ice cream cones.
They weren't letting you go in and stop to, like, purchase nothing. Like, it was get gas and go.
And I feel them, because whenever I was sitting there waiting, a black woman walked, excuse me, an elderly woman. She slick made me mad. I mean, the woman was going so slow. And I'm like, ma'am, do you not see that this line is going out to the street? She's over there talking to this other man, this black man. He done went and parked his van. I was like, y'all, you are taking up space. Can you politely go to Sonic next door and finish whatever conversation it is that you need to have?
I understand why I couldn't park and get my ice cream. The ice cream costs are 79 cents. And if you're really nice to them, they'll fill it all the way up to the top for you. So you have so you have a nice little trip back to you, because it's been hot outside, and so they're real good to you if you're good to them. I couldn't even park my car after I got my gas to do that. They're like, ma'am, I need you to go so we can get people in and out quickly. I was in line for at least 20 minutes. Now, I can't imagine being on E, like my car, like I know my car, so it was like flashing E.
Now, I've had it stop flashing.
Bruh, nigga, favorite line, I know my car.
I've only had to push my car once, and after that I've also got, okay, I know what the signs are.
Right.
But I know for a fact there are people, I even saw on Facebook there's a guy holding a sign, I need gas. Because people, I mean, we had run out of gas. I was all around in Fort Worth, like close to Saginaw. There were at least 7 gas stations that had run out of gas completely.
Girl, I saw a man today when I was leaving the gas station, posted it on my Snapchat. He had a sign that said, I have a BMW and I have ran out of gas. Can anyone donate money or gas to me? I'm talking about, he was outside in a button-up, slacks, and nice shoes. This wasn't like some just homeless man that was out there. I mean, people were literally going crazy. And I knew it had to be the apocalypse when I saw a Slurpee truck in line for Quick Trip.
These hoes ain't loyal at all.
At all. Like, shouldn't you be at 7-Eleven in the line over there? It must have been a little shorter over here.
Don't you have some discount? I mean, don't you have some loyalty card or something?
I'm telling you, I saw a man filling up his boat. I was like, you know what? You are a selfish motherfucker.
I heard the boats require more gas, though. So I don't know. But, you know, with the gas, there comes the siphoning. So people are already starting to steal gas. The thing is, though, we're not running out of gas.
Hello.
There's not a gas shortage.
There's not a gas shortage. Okay, we are going to be impacted because, you know, what is going on down in Houston. But Dallas, all you got to do is just pay. It's going to be inflated a little bit. It might be inflated a lot of bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll push through it, and gas will go back to normal. There's not a shortage. Yep. Y'all caused the shortage today.
Yep. So stations that have run out of gas, and it's only run out of gas due to the demand that we put on them. But I saw earlier this morning, and I was actually out early this morning to drop OJ and Gucci off at school, and I saw gas trucks filling up, you know, the tanks filling up the stations. They were outside filling them up. I mean, so there's gas here, but, I mean, there won't be if we keep, like, rushing to the stations, filling up our cars. Have y'all motherfuckers on it. Ooh. Half y'all niggas want to put y'all car on E, and y'all want to fill up on E today. Like, half y'all normally put 10, 15 in y'all car, and y'all want to fill up on E today. Come on now. Come on, be serious.
Like, I was just like, you know what? My mom went to go get gas, and they actually told her she could only get $20 worth.
What?
Yup. I mean, I was just like, you know what? Y'all are doing too much. Here goes the power of the media. The media tells you guys one thing, and y'all, boy, y'all niggas ran about 3 miles today. I literally needed gas. I'm pretty sure there were people in line who had 3/4 of a tank.
Yep. So, in essence, we only get about 6 million gallons of gas per day from Houston. But due to Harvey, we only, I mean, 10 of the plants are offline. The one in Port Arthur is back online. So, half the oil that we get is currently off, and it's not going to take long for it to get back put on. You know what I'm saying? So we have 230 million barrels of gallon of gas in storage in the United States, so it'd be a while before we had to actually run through that. So we actually are really, really good on gasoline right now. It's not even a concern. It's like, you know how they used to have, like, the bank rushes back in the day? Like, people were concerned, like, their bank would be running out of money, so everyone go get their money out the bank. That mean the bank didn't have no money, but if you go and everyone gets their money out, well, of course it looks like it doesn't have any money. Just that branch doesn't have money doesn't mean all the banks don't have money. So it's kind of the same thing with gas. So I don't know how long this is going to last because these, I'm sure the lines are still crazy. People are still filling up. People are asking, you know, where can they go to get some gas. The Gas Buddy app, I've been using that since 2014. Never failed me yet.
Right.
To find affordable gas.
Gas Buddy was legit today because it definitely listed no fuel, no fuel, no fuel, has fuel.
Okay, and I did pay a little bit. I paid more in gas than I paid in a long time. Paid like $2.49. I was like, clutching my pearls at that. I was like, damn, do I need gas? Or, I mean, do we need groceries or do I need gas? And I was like, I need a little bit of gas to get through the week. So,
okay.
It was,
I don't know. It was an eventful day. I saw people almost fight.
You saw a fight?
These people, I'm trying to name everybody by their color. What is wrong with me? I saw two gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
have a slight disagreement at the pump.
Okay.
Because another gentleman, or one of the gentlemen, had skipped the line. Other guy got out. I was like, Lord Jesus. I was like, do you see what is going on? Like, it boggles my mind. I'm just like, do you guys not realize what is going on in this world? And you guys are about to argue and potentially fight over gasoline.
Over gas.
That's it, over gas.
Like, you don't think that we have bigger fish to fry? Like, school clothes. They don't have
pen tools. They don't have school to go to.
They don't have, thank you. They don't have a school to go to. And we're over here fighting and
over gas for that gas that we have.
Gas that we have.
An imaginary gas shortage.
Like, hey, kudos to whoever decided to, whatever media outlet was like, oh, gas shortage. This is going to get them done.
Okay.
Kudos to you because you pulled the ultimate okey-doke today, for real.
And also, there has been, with the floods, there have been some ridiculous price gouging. I just want to let everyone know, if you see gas, like, creeping up to the $3 and $4, that's price gouging. You need to immediately report them to the Attorney General. That's against the law. Ken Paxton released a statement saying the Attorney General will investigate price gouging in Dallas and anywhere else in the state that arises from Hurricane Harvey. So if you're out here seeing these $40 bottles of water, which they did have at Best Buy, the $20 of water, which they had at Best Buy and Walmart, and these corner stores, that's price gouging and that's illegal and against the law. So please, please report it to the Attorney General so they can slap some fines on that ass. Because you don't, that's one thing you don't need to be doing is trying to make a profit off somebody else's pain. Y'all bullshit.
I promise. Yeah. That is evil.
$8 and $10 a gallon for gas, my nigga. Man, get out of here.
Bruh. That is evil.
I'd rather walk on glass.
Than pay $9 to $10 a gallon.
Than to pay $9 to $10 a gallon. Ten pit bull puppies pulled me somewhere else and then paid $9 a gas. Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm with you because if the gas gets to that, I'm going to politely park my car and I'm not going anywhere.
Girl, I will develop a ride share. I will get to know each and every one of my neighbors. We will never be as close as we will tomorrow.
Okay, come on, community.
Patty, Sue, where are you going? Are you going downtown? Great, me too. Let's go.
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
Speaking of, like, the carpooling, you know, I was thinking today, I was like, I wonder if Uber is having a surge. Uber or Lyft?
I bet they are.
With, like, the gas issue. Because Uber, Lyft, they are good for a surge whenever a nigga really need a ride.
But you know what? They have been giving a lot of the, they've been doing a lot of the
free rides up to $50 to and from the shelters in Houston. So if you're trapped in the Houston area needing a ride to and from the shelters, Uber has been giving rides up to $50 if you are needing a ride there. If you're trying to volunteer, they will give you a ride to and from the shelter for $50. So hit it up for Uber. I don't know what Lyft's doing. I usually don't support Uber because I'm at fuck shit, but
right.
They're only doing something right. So access that resource as you need it,
which I guess kind of leads us to something else. You know, there's a lot of charities and stuff that are kind of popping up, kind of leads someone to, like, really kind of figure out which one they give to, which one is reputable, which one they should and shouldn't. We're kind of out here right now kind of figuring out, because we all want to do something, but we don't know what to do, right?
Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of tough. Well, the Justice Department National Center for Disaster Fraud, and they've actually had this, it's called the National Center for Disaster Fraud. It was established to crack down on scams following Hurricane Katrina.
The Red Cross asked the FBI to investigate 15 sites that mirrored its own website in the days following Katrina. But my thing is, who is investigating the Red Cross? Because I feel like the Red Cross is a big-ass sham and scam in its own right.
Hell yeah, because y'all still ain't showed the receipts from the disaster in Haiti.
Yeah, because we raised over $465 million, and Haiti still looks like it did when when the earthquakes happened.
Thank you. So that's what... Because whenever I was asking people, like, hey, anybody know something reputable that I can donate to, everybody's telling me about Red Cross. I'm like, nope, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I would much rather hand $10 of my hard-earned money off to somebody than give it to Red Cross.
Exactly. But they're saying, though, like, you shouldn't hand cash to someone. But my thing is, if I know who I'm giving it to, I'd rather do that than I'm definitely not giving to Red Cross. I'm definitely not giving to FEMA. But if you're worrying about the validity of a company, there's a couple of places you can go to. So the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance, the Charity Navigator, Charity Watch, and GuideStar are some charity watchdogs in the country that will definitely be wary of GoFundMes that pop up overnight. That you don't know who's going towards. Definitely be wary of GoFundMes with funeral costs leading into the upwards of 10,000, because it don't take 15,000 to bury nobody.
Hello?
My personal opinion. But, you know, every spring the National Weather Service announces potential names, and scammers race to create a deceptive website and start to solicit donations for that name. So,
scammers, they be on it.
They are. They've already had Hurricane Harvey domains since the beginning of spring, believe it or not.
Wow.
So Harvey is already leading into the $160 billion estimated cost, which makes it right now the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history right now.
Wow.
This is what, how many days into it? 5, 6 days?
Girl. Yeah, Harvey, it's about, tomorrow is going to be like a week.
Yeah, $160 billion already. And I know that number correct because I read it twice. I read it twice. So
no, but it's crazy.
So I do know, even though it's fuck Red Cross, I don't have a lot of money to give because I'm raising two kids and I ain't saying I got real problems and other people don't. I don't have money to give. I have time to give. So I've really been interested in trying to donate my time and volunteer at the shelters. You have to kind of go to Red Cross to do that. So you can go to redcross.com if you're willing to volunteer your time and wanting to do the shelters. But
Texans, I will say, Texans really like to volunteer and help people. I will say Texans have big hearts. They want to help people. They want to care. They want to be there. So they actually have a wait list for volunteers. You can't just pop up at the shelters. They really take that shit seriously. They do background checks. So I'm sorry if you have a felony, you're going to have to try to find something else to do.
Right.
To kind of help. Volley.org, V-O-L-Y.org also is another reputable website if you want to volunteer time. But for the most part, they're asking for donations. So if you, you know, want to donate, you can. J.J. Watt, I think I'm saying his name right. It looked like it's right, Watt, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has his company, too. Well, oh, shit, what's it called? So far, I don't remember what it's called, but it's, he's raised $13 million so far.
Is that the youcaring.com?
Yeah, youcaring.com.
Yeah.
He had a $1 million goal. He's already raised $13
million. Yes, and this is a very reputable way to donate that is actually going to be used. The money's going to be used effectively, and it's going to be used wisely, and it's going to be used properly.
Yep, and it's
so
going
something to keep in mind.
Exactly. In the hands of the people, there's nobody getting paid for it. There's no admins to pay. There's no CEOs to pay. Right now, I think they're looking for semis. They're getting food. They're getting supplies. They're getting clothes and things like that. They keep raising the goal. There's so far 129,690 donors that have raised money, raised funds. Mm. They have $13,420,000 raised so far. They've upped the goal to $15 million. When I looked at it this morning, the goal was $10 million. So they surpassed that goal, which they've been doing wonderfully with. But I think right now he set their main goals to getting semis, getting trucks, getting people out there, getting resources and things like that. Drake just donated $200,000, which he should. Drake be shouting out Houston every goddamn minute.
Okay.
Second home.
Okay. I'm so high when the wind is coming down. Just okay. Met a girl, said she's from the H-Town. Hey, hold up. I said my name was Drizzy. Ain't nobody really. Come on. I'm going to go listen to some old Drake.
Okay. Oh, see, old Drake was shouting out H-Town for us. That's how you know. Right. Ellen and Walmart donated $1 million. The Tennessee Titans organization donated $1 million. Also, did you know? Well, actually, that was tonight. They, the Texans and the Cowboys played in their last preseason game, and all the pro.
Oh no, they canceled it.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, they canceled the game. They announced that the game was canceled yesterday. They canceled the game, and then they said that you can either get a refund. If you didn't get a refund, then your money would be donated for your ticket.
Oh. What did I read? I read something today.
Yeah, it was supposed to be today because they had the Cowboys had actually let the Texans go ahead and practice in their practice stadium, but then last minute they decided to cancel it so the players could be with their families.
Oh, what did I read then? There was $25 and they were donating all the proceeds. Maybe it was $25 to come see them practice.
No, the tickets were $25 for the game. And they said that all the money would be donated. But then when they canceled it, they said you can either request a refund or you can leave it as a donation and it'll go ahead and go to the flood relief.
Got you. Well, that makes more sense. Got you.
Yeah.
I remember J.J. Watt saying, you know, it's more important than football. So I was like, are they going to cancel it or not? Which I thought it was a good call on their part. It's just preseason. Now, you know them niggas won't go let them cancel no regular season game. But
right.
Preseason, that works out just fine. So
yeah, no, I completely agree. And if you guys are looking for someone that is, like, a little bit closer to home, there is a dude that is on Instagram. I've been following him for a while now. He's a chef in Houston. His name is @SneakyEats. It's SneakyEats. And again, that's @SneakyEats. And he is personally cooking in his home and accepting donations. He has Cash App. That's how you know. Like, this is This is straight from the gutter. This nigga's using Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. It's no GoFundMe, no none of that. He is literally accepting. He doesn't care if you give him a dollar or if you give him $100 or if you give him $1,000. He is personally, we're going to feed people in Houston. A couple days ago, he went to a recreation center that had opened their doors for some victims. And he fed 350 people pasta. Like, he's not in there giving them some bullshit. Like, he's feeding them. Second day, he fed almost 700 people gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's literally using whatever money that you donate. So, me personally, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not big on, like, being, like, all boisterous about, you know, where I donated my money. But personally, I did donate my money to Sneaky Eats. And he's posting, like, it is just so heartwarming because he's, mm-hmm. like, posting these receipts that he has from, like, going to the grocery store. And he's mm-hmm. like, I wouldn't be able to do this without you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, thank you. So I think he said that he was going to try to go ahead. His goal was to feed people over the next month.
Wow.
I might be making that up. It may be fake news. I'm sorry, guys. I ain't got no internet right now. But I think that is what I read.
It's going to take some time because, you know, water damage does wreak havoc. It's going to take a while. Not only is it, you know, property damage, but it's infrastructure damage. You know, after all those water places, they're going to have to repave roads. They're going to be water spots, you know, streets are going to cave in. Like, it takes time after that. So it's going to be months. And it's going to take a while for places like this to rebuild and all that stuff. You know, Trey the Truth, Trey ABN, sexy. Oh, Lord. Ooh.
Girl, he sure is.
Okay.
Hey, Trey. Wow.
Okay, hey. Oh, we're going to tag him on this goddamn podcast. he actually helped rescue NBA guard Jonathan Simmons during the flood. But he's been instrumental in helping like that, which people, you know, I don't know if they should expect, but Trey's always been instrumental in Houston and H-Town and getting stuff down. And he has his own day, for God's sake, Trey Day. But he's been real instrumental in helping things like that. So Trey has, and he's also been posting a lot of people. He's been posting shelters and things like that. A lot of Port Arthur help. Bumby's wife has been posting a lot of help, a lot of apps and stuff like that, especially for Port Arthur and Beaumont. But Trey's been posting, like, people who maybe have been lost, looking for people, getting help, getting who need, who've been stuck, things like that. So real quick, what do you think about Kevin Hart and his call out and challenge and shit like that?
I think it's utter bullshit. And I think it's incredibly tasteless and tacky.
I think he needs to worry about his wife calling out pitches, first of all.
Hello.
That's who he got it from. But anyway, this ain't about
okay.
that. But yeah, calling out celebrities. Yeah, because Master P actually said something about, you know, he don't feel like he needs to call people out to make a, you know, people going to donate.
It's not even about calling people out. Like, it's the fact, I hate this whole, like, social media craze of, like, I did something good and you guys need to see it. If you're going to do it, do it. There's no
yeah.
need for you to be telling people, oh, you know, I just made this amount of donation. Like, I can't stand to see people sit there and hand a homeless man $5, and before he hands it to him, he's pulling out his cell phone.
Smile.
Right. Like, smile, bum. You make shit for that. But I just can't stand that. Like, I literally...
Think,
it's disgusting.
Do you think... I mean, what's the difference between that and the ASL challenge, though? Do you think he was doing it out of a place of like, I'm doing this for that, you do that, or do you think he was really just trying to get money going? Because I think he was instrumental in helping a lot of people raise the money. My thing is, my nigga, you're on my financial situation. Don't be calling me to donate $15,000. You don't know if I got $15 in my bank account.
Exactly. And then what else I'm thinking is, okay, so what if I'm Didn't he call out Beyonce?
You said what?
Did he call out Beyonce?
I hope, pray tell, he did not.
Well, okay, let's just say, I feel like I've done enough fake news tonight.
I can't sit through a Kevin Hart video for too long unless it's stand-up, so I pray tell not he did not with his foolishness.
Okay, but my thing is, like, okay, so what if he does call out, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and he's asking them for $25,000, which, let me not even say, I feel like is a low number for the year, but anyway, you call out Beyonce.
You just said, I'm sorry.
I said, I feel like $25,000 is a low number for Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that he can write it off at the end of the year as a charitable donation.
Yeah.
But, so what if you're Beyonce and Jay-Z, and you, because Beyonce and Jay-Z move in silence, as you should, and you've mm-hmm. already donated $1 million. And now people are looking around like, so are you going to donate 25? Not even knowing that you've already made a donation.
Yeah. I feel like Beyonce and Jay-Z, they don't broadcast their stuff anyway. They never broadcasted their moves. They never told when they were bailing out those people for Black Lives Matter that actually happened to get out. So get out their pockets. My thing is, give people permission to do shit like that. Don't just call me out. First of all, you don't know what I got in my pocket. Good on my own. Everybody don't need to know what I got going on.
Yeah.
Mind your goddamn business.
I'm just like, you couldn't send out a group message?
Pretty much. Like, don't you know all these people anyway?
Right. I'm really not a fan of, but you know, Kevin Hart, what was it that time that he gave that woman, like that homeless woman, like $300 and was like, go get yourself a room and recorded it? I really don't like that. Like, I personally give all the time. If I recorded every time that I gave, like, y'all would be like, okay, Tan, like, you're doing too much.
And that's my whole thing. Like, I hate when people do stuff like that. Like, if you're going to give, just give.
Give.
I feel like if you giving, and even if it's, like, to somebody I care about, like, I'm not going to give them, I just gave Tan some money. Like, that's not giving.
That's not giving.
What you getting points from, my nigga? I just, like, either give to me or don't even do it at all, my nigga. Just, like, that's, you doing way too much. Like,
exactly.
Who you trying to, I mean, get your cool point somewhere else. Don't get it off me.
Okay? Like, I feel like there's nothing genuine about that.
Exactly. I'm going to give it right back to you. You ain't getting no points off me. And that's real.
That's the honest to God truth. So I guess that's the reason why I was just like, okay, Kevin Hart, like, you're doing too much. I understand he probably did go ahead and kind of get something, like, give it a little bit of momentum. But it's just like, either you're going to give or you're not. Period.
Paul Perry just released a video 9 hours ago, but I haven't seen it. But it has 961,000 views. So I'm guessing it has some type of, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what Madea's saying.
Girl, shut up. Not Madea.
Okay, let's do that when we get done, but I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing T.I. did say he accepted the challenge, but he's like, I'm definitely not giving to Red Cross, which a lot of people did get to Red Cross, but, you know.
Girl, did you see Michael Blackson?
No, what did he say?
Oh, my gosh. He was like, I'm calling out all of the Jesus celebrities. He was like, Joe Budden, I know you have $45. Donate. Girl, he said Joe Budden. He said all of the girls from Love and Hip Hop. I know you have $30. Donate, girl. He said Bobby. He said Bobby Valentino. Keep your money. We don't want it.
See, that's more so my style. Donate what you know I can give.
For real, I was like, girl.
Not no. $25,000.
Okay.
You know, I wonder, like, who keeping track of that? You know, yeah, I donated $35,000. Who's gonna say otherwise? Like, how are we really going to know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's like, you don't even need to broadcast that stuff. Like, either you're going to be genuine or you're not. Either you're going to give or you're not. It's that simple. You don't have to broadcast that.
Beyonce does what she always does. She releases a statement. You know, me and my I've been in talks with my pastor. You know, we're praying for you. and pray, continue to pray for my hometown, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all
that's
she
it.
Said.
That's all that's needed.
I think it's implied that Queen Bee has gave a substantial donation. Because
yeah.
she substantially donated to that one record she dropped for Houston and all the Ace Town.
Oh, girl.
Reference her though. I think that was her first substantial donation.
Girl, I'm telling you, man, Beyonce's going to take care of Houston. And the rest of Texas is going to take care of Houston. Houston, you are, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again, you're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Seriously. If it's us giving you $30, it's going to add up, I promise.
Yeah.
Or if 20, we're going to be here.
I just, we were told that we're going to get upwards of 30,000 evacuees up here in North Texas. I don't know how true that is. Because, like I said, I know the flooding has subsided. All of Houston didn't flood. So there are some areas, like I have a couple of friends that are down there. They didn't come up here because their homes were okay or they had places to go. So their places, their homes were intact. The people that I knew down there, they were okay. So I don't know how true that is that we have that many coming up here. But so far in Tarrant County, the last count that we had, it was we had 200 people in our shelters up here. So, they may have me working. Don't know. I put my name on a list. I told them.
I heard that.
List. I need y'all to put me on the lane for the free child care so y'all can watch these babies while I'm working.
Okay.
I don't have one of them on my back and one of them handing out sandwiches. So we're going to see what's happening. But Houston, we've definitely been in prayer for you guys.
Yep.
I have some toiletries that I've collected. You actually have some clothes that you collected. We're just looking for
yep.
places to send them so that we're not sending them to Goodwill. We're not sending them to anywhere that can turn a profit off of them and pay their CEO. We want to put them in the hands of people that can actually use them, that can actually need them. I actually have girl clothes. I have uniforms that can be used that have never been worn. I have toiletries. I have breastfeeding supplies. I have, you know, a lot of different things here that we definitely want to help with. So we're looking for places like that. I think we're going to try to include some links if you guys are interested in helping on the Hear Ye podcast. You can click on. If you want to, but you can definitely continue to follow our Instagram at Hear Ye Podcast
yes.
to get more information. We've been kind of updating, trying to update things like that, keeping guys updated on what's going on. But Houston, you're not alone. No, you from Texas.
Okay. Okay. We got y'all.
Okay.
We got y'all.
You can hit us up on our Gmail if you have a question. We have a question to read next week, so we got to Hear Ye Podcast.
Okay, or do two next week.
Okay, we'll do two next week. If you have a question, hit us up at our Gmail at hearyepodcast@gmail.com. My Instagram is who_that_breezy on Instagram. Tan, you want to give them your Instagram?
Yes, my Instagram is at Tana Taught You, TANNAH, Taught You. And definitely you can check us out there, find updates. Sorry that this episode isn't like our usual format, but we definitely wanted, especially with us being here in Texas, you know, this is hitting a little close to home. So we wanted to go ahead and just dedicate some time to our Houston families. Everyone that is suffering, everyone that knows someone who was impacted, we are literally all in this together. So you guys go ahead and come on up here to Dallas. We're going to make sure, you know, like B said, you know, we've personally been gathering up some supplies within ourselves. We are asking, please do your research before you donate. Know where your money or whatever it is that you're giving. Know where it's going. Like,
and real quick, I saw a Facebook post, and this bitch had the audacity to say, I know that there was a natural disaster, but don't forget the locals. I'm going to be homeless with my four kids. Bitch, you had 30 days to pay your rent.
Okay.
At 2 days for a natural disaster to come and disrupt their whole way of living. Don't you dare you tacky ass. Anyway.
Inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate and tacky. Don't dare.
And see, those people, they'll be the main ones to lose their house, like, in a fire or some crazy shit. Yeah. Like, some real sporadic ass shit.
All right, Houston. We love y'all.
We love y'all, Houston.
We'll be back next week.
Yes. Bye, niggas. Hey. Yeah. The nigga.